It is a Patriots Monday, and we will talk with Boomer Esiason at 8 and see if Boomer thinks it is time for a Mayday to be sent to Jerod Mayo when it comes to the starting quarterback against the 49ers this week for the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jerod Mayo will join us at 9:30 after he has an all-hands-on-deck team meeting at 9 o'clock this morning with his guys. So
you may be on to something there.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a weird week. They're coming off a weird week, but it's going to be a regular week.
They get a little bit more practice time and install time if you want to start Drake May. And you it's not the same 49ers team that you're thinking. I was watching Red Zone, and at one point they were up 14-0. I was like, all right, now this game's over. And then the Rams were able to come back and win that football game. So I think if you're Jerod Mayo, you have to start looking like, all right, I mean, we can win games.
I don't care about the noise when it comes to ruining a rookie quarterback. But, I mean, I guess if you had your druthers and you're Jerod Mayo and you're thinking about inserting Drake May in there, do you do it on the road against the Niners, or do you wait until you can do it at home and
you're gonna be
and the Dolphins?
An angry Niners team too now.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just play him.
It's the NFL. There's no such thing as an easy way to enter it. He's gonna struggle. I don't think he's going to play this Sunday, but that wouldn't be the reason why. Get him in as soon as possible, get through the growing pains on a team that's growing to nowhere, and then get him more ready to be a contender for a playoff spot next year.
Yeah. So you're leaning toward that home game against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I think most people are.
Right. That is the likeliest outcome, I believe, but who knows? Okay. Maybe Jerod will tell us otherwise.
All right.
Unless the plan changes. Like he said, the plan can always change.
Yes, it can. Like the plan for you to go to Gillette Stadium this morning.
I did. I told you from here on out, I'll send out a text message. You would think Ken would send it out, because I could be wrong, but I thought on Friday you might have said, hey, we got Monday, Mayo. And so I'm like, all right.
Well, we do have them.
I did.
But every Monday, and we're at Gillette.
Yeah, except this one.
No, there should have been a reminder text sent yesterday.
No.
Should always be a reminder text.
I am going to defend the bland manager on this one. He sent it to everybody in the text, and it's up to everybody. We're adults.
No. But there's a million text messages.
It doesn't matter.
I was saying I always text on Sunday to clarify we're going to be here tomorrow. I should have done that yesterday.
Right, but there's a million text messages. Like, I sent a story out, and then Curtis sent it right back out. So there's a million text messages that get sent
out. The opposite occurred, but that's okay.
No.
When did you?
Did you see the one I sent?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. But maybe I did.
Yeah, right. So there's a million things that get sent out, and then all of a sudden you might miss something.
It's not that difficult to read through the text messages. I mean, you see one that comes in that says, we are going to be in the studio on Monday. Mental note.
But I didn't see it. You sent it out Thursday night.
Do I have to remind you to bring your homework into school?
No.
When
are we doing pop-up quizzes? We got a pop-up quiz tomorrow.
When did you realize that it was not at Gillette this morning?
When I looked this morning, I was like, let me go back all the way through the text message.
But you were already at Gillette.
I was already at Gillette.
Oh. You're in the stadium.
Yeah, I was already in the stadium. So I went through my phone, right? There's a million messages here.
Was there anybody there?
Well, no, there was nobody in when I realized that. What's the guy's name that's always there?
Oh,
Matt.
When I realized Matt wasn't there.
Jeez.
So look at, there's a million text messages, and then there's a million text messages. They're not all work text messages. Then there's a million text messages about your dogs and pitches and this and that and
what?
A million other things.
God, what a stray for Pudge.
No, I'm not saying that because it's not just a work text message chain. It's personal stuff, too.
So. I would say there is almost no personal stuff in that thing.
Can I also suggest that maybe Wiggy's the one that sends the most messages in that text group?
Correct.
Yeah,
but what are my text messages?
Oftentimes it is duplicate content sent by somebody.
No, stop. You're capping now. Because I'm about to find the story that I sent, And then Curtis sent it right afterwards.
It is weird. It is weird though, because the reason that Ken said no Gillette Monday was a response to my text. We don't have Gerard tomorrow. We have him Monday, right? So you knew that. You knew we weren't going to have Gerard.
No, I didn't
on
know
Friday.
I didn't even know we weren't going to have Gerard on Friday.
Oh,
I was just. I mean, I'm in Miami. I'm showing up at the studio on Friday, and if we got Gerard, we get Gerard. But I sent and when I send my message to Shime, what are they?
Shime is lost weight. He's no longer plural.
No. What are they? They're about
all links.
They're all links, stories, this. They're all work-related.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they also take up more space than just regular text messages.
Right, but the problem, we should have two separate text chains. One for work messages, and then the other one for all the other, you know.
I mean, you're a grown-ass man.
No,
how old are you?
I'm 49.
Okay.
Right.
You and I are very similar in age. At this point, we should have, when it comes to work responsibilities and other things, have them sorted out.
No, but you have separate group text messages that are just work-related. So you probably got another text from Ken. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow we got to put this read in, or we got to make sure we're hitting this sponsor here.
Yeah.
I'm in the one.
Just so we're all on the same page here, I have found the most recent duplicate story. It's right under Summer Book Week 10, 19/7 on August 22nd. Well done. Great ratings, everybody. It's beneath that is a tweet from myself from Twitter with Colin Cowherd saying that the Chiefs have officially become the Patriots dynasty. Immediately following it, The Herd, Instagram. So one was Instagram, one was Twitter. The exact same piece of sound sent by Wiggy Wiggins.
No. There's another one, but I got so many text messages here.
Hold on. I got a text from Ken Laird. The bland manager. The boss. Sounds like somebody's Miami night job affected their day job.
Nope.
That is a good point.
Got him.
I get so many random personal messages. No, from in our group chat that I put it on silent.
Okay, that's not Ken's fault.
So then when So when I go back and I look at it, I'm not looking at the text as they come through at that exact moment. It might be 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like I said, now I know. Every Sunday, I'll say, in. Are we at Gillette?
Quick little check-in.
Yeah, quick little check-in, because I know now Ken's liable to send it on a Tuesday. And guess what? It's Tuesday. We won't be at Gillette next Monday.
Great use of the word liable.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here.
Yes.
You won't be a part of the Boomer interview when we play the Boomer interview back.
That's all good.
But that's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, so we will get to Boomer Esiason coming up at 8, but right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, Shime, that is Pink Floyd. Nice lead this morning to start. And your lead, good morning.
Well, can I say something before he jumps in and goes to his lead? Thursday, 11:31 a.m., I sent a story about Lions head coach Dan Campbell selling his house because of security reasons.
Yep.
And then Thursday at 6:03 p.m., Curtis sends a story.
Oh, really?
Lions coach Dan Campbell selling his house because of security reasons.
Wow. I would like to make a Wiggy-like amendment. You are all barred from sending stories for the next day prior to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't want
to
hear it.
Because you sent stories at 10:05 a.m.
Am I right? I sent stories.
If you send it back-to-back, it's a little bit different.
No.
Of course it is.
Nope. That was at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday. Thursday.
I'm telling you
and
this
then,
week.
Greg, what time is?
Do you understand what back to back means?
That's like 7 hours later.
It's like 7 hours later, right? Yeah, and then it says Lions Dan Campbell from Curtis selling his home.
But work with me here. Wiggy's mad at Ken about sending notes too far in advance.
Nope.
But he's texting about the next day's show at 10 a.m.
Well, that's called. That's
you
called,
do have like an hour.
Called being
you
a good worker,
every,
right?
You
Greg?
Do it. You do it every day.
But isn't that what it is? Greg says we work nonstop.
So I do say that we work all day. We work 24/7. 24 hours a day. It's a 24-hour-a-day job.
I might get off the radio, see a story, and guess what? Boom, send it.
I think you drive somewhere and you sit in your car for like an hour because it's always like an hour after the show. There's 30 minutes where you fire off.
I send multiple stories as I'm going throughout. Greg, like he said, I don't stop working for the show.
No.
10 o'clock.
None of us do.
Even though I might not be on the air talk, I'm sending stories, information.
Right. You're not darting off to yoga as soon as the show ends.
I'm not in.
Sorry for taking care of my body.
I'm not in there sending pictures of myself and getting massages or.
Why is this a meeting?
Or walking my child through South Boston in the water and taking pictures of airplanes.
I've literally never sent a picture of myself and James walking around Boston.
Oh, you take pictures of the skyline.
Right, on my Instagram, never in our text thread.
You want me to go back and pull up group text messages?
Sure, I don't. Greg, do I send personal photos to the group?
Right. No, not really.
I mean, honestly, he's a handsome guy. I should do it more.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with
a
curse.
Shocking moment. This is shocking.
By the way, it's all over this entire thing in which everybody is catching shrapnel. It's all about him going to the wrong place this morning.
Somehow that's related to Dan Campbell.
All right, Chime, your lead. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Quickly for you here, this is a clip of Nick Saban talking about Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
You guys have heard me say before, you know, quarterback is a really hard position to play if the people around you don't play well. So do they have the kind of players around Bryce Young that even gives him a chance?
Nick, I appreciate you. You're the greatest college football coach of all time. Sir, Andy Dalton just went and threw for over 300 yards with those exact same weapons. Bryce Young couldn't crack a buck 50. Mm. Like, look, sometimes quarterbacks are just bad, and sometimes simply switching the quarterback changes the entire complexion of an offense that you think might suck otherwise, i.e., the New England Patriots. Like, maybe, just maybe, and this is completely hypothetical because we don't know. We haven't seen it yet in a full game. But just maybe Drake May starts, gets a full week of practice, and the offense just looks a lot better because he's just better than Jacoby Brissett. There is that chance. I understand that there's also a chance it goes the other way. I'm willing to accept that. But at the same time, I think there's a stronger chance that the offense is better. So simply let's put Drake May in over Jacoby Brissett, please, and let's move forward. Thank you.
That's it.
That'll do it, Greg. That's simple as that, bud.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
They gave away a haul to get him, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's you're putting that on the Panthers staff when it comes to that mistake.
Oh, yeah, that's David Tepper overreacting to the hype of a college player and going up to number one and not knowing who you wanted. Like, that's the issue. It's bad process. If you're going to trade from 9 to 1, you should know exactly who you're taking when you make the trade. It's just like what the 49ers did with Trey Lance. They went up to 3, and they're like, yeah, we'll figure it out between Mac Jones and Trey Lance, and come to find out, both of them sucked.
Didn't he fire his coach after week 11 into his first year?
That is correct, Wiggy.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the owner over there. Like, he has no patience.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I sent a couple photos of James to the group chat from the weekend. So I heard Chime on Saturday, and he does a great job every Saturday talking about Alex Van Pelt. And you very well may be right that Alex Van Pelt sucks. Could be true. He was like the 13th option. But I don't blame Craig Breslow for sucking at his job because he was the 13th option by the Red Sox. I blame John Henry for the organization not being willing to aggressively spend for the reason that there's not other talented executives that wanted to work for the Red Sox. I don't want to hear anybody else get shrapnel other than Robert Kraft. This organization has gone cheap, and I watch the games yesterday. The 4 o'clock window was spectacular. What a product. And, you know, the Patriots are a decent offensive line away from having a season with relative contention. Not Super Bowl dreams or any type of aspirations towards a championship. But the reason they're not is because they elected not to spend what was required to make the team talented enough to contend. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And Alex Van Pelt would be a better offensive coordinator incrementally because he would have more talent to coach. I don't know what his ceiling is, but you cheaped out with the coaching staff, you cheaped out with the roster, and it's infuriating because they're outside of the Chiefs. There's really not great teams in the NFL, and we could have had a season, but instead we had this.
That, in your mind, is only on one person.
That's
not,
it.
Not on Elliot Wolf, not on...
He is in charge of everything.
Yeah.
It's his team. And you can't walk around going, I found this guy 5 years ago, and then say, oh, I don't know what's happening to this organization. Both of those don't work.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, great lead. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.